Hello and welcome to Betfair Sports Show here in the Betfair Network Studio. I'm Katie Catherall, joined by Betfair's Peter Spencer. How are you doing today, Peter?
Yes, Mashin, thank you very much.
Great, so first of all, Champions League.
Well, City are playing against Seville, and that's on Wednesday. City are 2-9 with Betfair to go on and win it. It's a dead rubber, effectively. And Seville are 12-1, draw 6-1. I don't think Haaland will be risking this fixture, and he's not even quoted, in fact, because we've got Alvarez at 10-3 to score the first goal. And Betfred have Phil Foden 9-2 to score the first goal. Mahrez 5-1. De Bruyne, who's massively in fantastic form at the moment, is 11-2. And then we've got Real Sociedad against United. Now this is a crucial game, because United need to top the group to avoid having a playoff against one of the demoted Champions League teams, and that could include Barcelona, of course. So if United win 2-0 against Real Sociedad, that's 3-1 at Betfred. That's not a bad price. So that's a good one to get on at the moment.
Amazing. And of course, City and United both won the Premier League games this week as well. United won their game. I don't think it was an amazing performance from them, but what do you think about it?
Well, I think it's a new look United that they're digging in and dragging out a point there. I can imagine not so long ago that would have been a defeat or even a draw. But United hung on thanks to David Haya, who did so brilliantly in that. And it was a great result. I mean, it keeps momentum going. To win the Premier League outright, United have come in quite a lot now. They were 80-1 this time last month. Now they're 33-1 to win the Premier League outright. In fact, the third favourites, because they are the informed team. Betfred have City, the outright favourites, 1-6. Arsenal, who are still two points ahead of City in the league, having hammered one of the lowly clubs, Nottingham Forest, at the weekend. They're 6-1. United, as I say, 33-1. Liverpool, so far down the league now, having that horrendous defeat for them against Leeds. They're 50-1, same price as Spurs. Chelsea, 66-1. Newcastle, surprisingly, because they still picked out a great result against Aston Villa, they're 66-1 to win the Premier League outright with Betfred.
Wow, you would never have guessed them kind of positions not long ago, would you? You wouldn't have had United higher than Liverpool at one point. That would never have, you know, made sense in your head.
No, you wouldn't. And also Newcastle coming into the four as well, same price as Chelsea. So it's getting to be like a top seven now. It's quite an incredible league, quite frankly. City do look the form team, though. They just keep continuing to get the results. They need a De Bruyne wonder goal from a free kick to win it at Leicester. But they always seem to pull out the results when needed. No surprise they're 1-6 to retain the title.
Absolutely. And in the world of rugby, the Rugby World Cup is, you know, it's gone really fast this year, hasn't it? But now in the quarter-final stage, so how's it going there?
Well, England got a record-breaking victory against Greece at the weekend. They scored 17 tries. And so that means that England are already into the quarter-finals, but they don't know who they're going to play yet. That'll be determined tonight when Papua New Guinea play against Wales. Everyone's thinking it'll be Papua New Guinea, and they are 1-2. 150 to go and win that, so you can see the way we think it'll go. And then if they do play Papua New Guinea, as the odds indicate, then they'll be playing that at Wigan's ground, the DW, on Saturday. So England will be playing Papua New Guinea on Saturday at Wigan. And to win the World Cup outright, England are third favourites, 6-1. These prices stayed relatively static. Australia, they just keep ploughing on these victories, and they're going behind this. It's a little bit off the radar as far as us in the UK are concerned. But Australia just keep winning handsomely against these minnows in the group stage. They're 4-9 to win the World Cup outright. New Zealand, not quite as strong as Australia in terms of the victories over the, in the group stage. They're 9-2. England, well, they can only beat the teams that are put in front of them. They've beaten Samoa, France, and now Greece. And the big problem for the coaching staff there is who to leave out, because they've all been playing brilliantly well. And some have really piled it on against these lesser nations. And it's going to be quite tough for Shane Warne to select a starting 13 for that quarter-final against the likely team, Papua New Guinea. Tonga are 9-1, Samoa 12-1. So we've got the price of Papua New Guinea to go and win it outright. Well, they've got to beat England probably, and then either Australia or New Zealand in the semi-final and then the final. So they're 150-1. Lebanon 1,500-1. Wales, well, they're 5,000-1 to go and win the World Cup outright.
Pretty amazing squad there, isn't it, for the England team? It's a pretty fab team they've got. I mean, you said they now about all the success they've had, but it's a pretty amazing thing to see in rugby, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that Dom Young's come to the fore. He's Wakefield born, been playing in Australia, and he's really piling the pressure on Ryan Hall, Tommy Makinson from St Helens for those winger positions. That's the most hotly contested areas of the team, because you usually only pick two of the three, although they did pay Makinson at fullback in the last game against Greece. So it is quite competitive to pick the top 13 out of such a, as you say, a star-studded squad.
Great, and if you would like to bet on anything, you can do so on the Betfred app, in-store and online as well.